You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. So did everyone have a good week? More importantly, did we find the time to pray to Jesus? Prayer is our go-to solution for all of our needs, and when we pray to Jesus, He listens and responds through the words and actions of others. Prayer is how we build a relationship with Him, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and we let Him handle them, letting us live our lives free of stress or worries. We have a great show for you today, starting with today's topic, When the Lord's Answer is No. My guest is Doug Pollack, the author of God's Face, and of course, we'll be talking about prayer, and I'll be playing some of my music. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together, we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was letting go of regret and how we as Christians must learn to let go of the mistakes we made in the past. If the Lord has forgiven us, then we need to forgive ourselves and move on. On today's show, our topic is When the Lord's Answer is No. When we pray to the Lord asking for something, most of us think of the result as either a yes or a no. But we don't realize that there is also a not now, and more commonly, no for what you are asking, because I have something better in mind. When we receive a yes, that's easy to accept. But when it's not now, or no for what you are asking because I have something better in mind, it's often overlooked. And instead, we convince ourselves that the Lord's answer is no. And when we do, we run the risk of not letting the Lord deliver His plan because we've already moved on to something else. That's sad when that happens. First, it's letting the Lord know we don't trust Him. And secondly, moving on to something else can very often make matters worse. So what do we do, and how do we know when the Lord is saying, not now, or no for what you are asking because I have something better in mind? The first thing we need to do is believe. Believe in the Lord that He hears our prayers. And the second thing, which is extremely important, we have to be patient. I think that's the biggest mistake that too many of us make. We forget that the Lord has His own timeline, which is very different from ours. And patience is key because it shows Him that we trust and believe in Him. We can't just pray on something once, but as often as we can, and most importantly, we need to keep our eyes and ears open. As I have said many times, the Lord does hear our prayers, and although He does not answer us in words, He answers us through the words and actions of others. So we must keep our eyes and ears open to look for signs that the Lord has sent that will either give us what we are looking for or bring us to where the Lord wants us to be. In the Bible it says, James chapter 1, verse 6, "But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind." This Bible verse supports what I've just said, how we must believe in what we pray for and be patient. When we are not and do not, our prayers will most likely not be heard or answered by our Lord. Understanding how the Lord hears and answers our prayers is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is When the Lord's Answer is No. No one likes the word no, but as Christians, we have to trust the Lord and believe in Him that He knows best. We also have to be realistic. Sure, we can pray 100 times a day, asking the Lord to let us win the lottery, Will it lead to a no? I can guarantee it will. For prayers are never to be used for selfish gain. But if we are having financial problems and we pray to the Lord for help, not only will He listen, the Lord will help. However, we have to be willing to listen. We may be thinking of more money, while the Lord may see that we are living way above our means, spending much more than we have coming in. His answers may be to guide us to control our spending, and if we listen and follow Him, in time, we will be financially fine. But if we are fixated on only obtaining more money and nothing else, we will assume that the Lord's answer is no. We have to be aware of all that is around us and look for signs the Lord is sending, which are in fact answers to our prayers. When the Lord's answer is no, remember it is often not now or no for what you are asking, because I have something better in mind. The first song I'm going to play today deals with an uncomfortable emotion, fear. The song is called No More Fear, which is what we have when we follow the Lord and let Him lead. Please listen now to my song, No More Fear.
I know you have my back, you take away my fear. What can man do to me when you are near? When I'm scared and blinded with fright, I know this hand, for you are with me, and firmly I shall stand. For I'm courageous, you won't leave me behind. You have redeemed me with heart over mind. Peace you give me, about my days ahead. Gone is the languish that was in my head. Peace you give me, peace that lets me live free.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Now it's my pleasure to welcome Doug Pollack, the author of God Space, Where Conversations Happen Naturally. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on our show. Doug, your book, God Space, is about creating safe, natural moments to talk about faith. In a world where so many people are cautious or skeptical, what does that look like in everyday life?
Well, in everyday life, I think if we start with the mentality that God has already been speaking to people before we ever came into their life, and if we're willing to join that conversation, powerful things really start to happen.
That is so true, and it leads to my next question. Doug, you've said that listening is one of the best ways to share our faith. Why do you think listening has such power in showing people who Jesus is?
Well, number one, it communicates an attitude that, hey, I want to hear what you have to say. And let's face it, I mean, we see it in Washington, D.C., these conversations where both sides are going at each other, I'm right, you're wrong.
Right.
They're just producing strife.
Yes.
So when I start listening, what it does is it creates space for people to start opening up.
Amen to that. Well, Doug, many believers struggle to start faith conversations without sounding preachy or making someone feel uncomfortable. What advice would you give to help them open those talks in a real, caring way?
Well, this might surprise a lot of people, but I've found that perfect people keep real people away.
That's true.
And when you and I are willing to be authentic about some of our own shortcomings and things that where the wheels have fallen off in our life, that authenticity builds a bridge by which others start feeling comfortable to start talking about their lives.
Well said. Well, before we wrap up, Doug, where can listeners find God's Space and learn more about you, your work, and your ministry?
Well, as most of my listeners would probably surmise, Amazon.
Yes.
My website, you went to G-O-D-S GPS, that's godsgps.com. You would find a whole plethora of free podcasts and a bunch of stuff there that would be helpful to people.
Well, once again, the book is God's Space, and the website is godsgps.com. You've been listening to Doug Pollack, author of God's Space. Doug, thank you for joining us today on Let Go and Let God.
My privilege.
Our topic today is when the Lord's answer is no. We really never know what the Lord has in store for any of us. But when we have our faith, believe and trust in Him, and know in our hearts that He only has our best intentions in mind, then we can and should accept where He leads us. However, there are times when it may not be so easy, especially when His plan is quite different than ours. Probably the best example is myself. In 2019, I retired from my business. I have over 25 years of experience working for retailers. I prayed for consulting opportunities because that was the most logical path to me. But what happened? I wound up with a church music director's position, but that job got me back into composing, and my music started getting published. And that music got noticed by a radio station manager who wound up offering me what became Let Go and Let God. Today, this show is on many radio stations across the United States and on all the podcast platforms. Did the Lord say no when I was praying for consulting work? Yes. But what He really said was no for what you are asking because I have something better in mind. However, I can say I listened, went with the flow, and let Him lead. I did this through prayer. When we pray, we have to remember to be thankful for what we have and let the Lord know how much we love Him. Pray for others and their needs, before we pray for our own. And when we pray for our needs, be mindful of the Lord, respectful. Never demand, but ask. And most importantly, be patient and pray on it often. Then watch for signs, listen to others and opportunities that may come our way. If we see an opportunity that we're not sure about, pray on it. Let the Lord lead through prayer, and He will. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus at least once a day and let Him guide us through the words and actions of others, and always keep Him in our hearts. Understanding how powerful prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is an upbeat praise and worship song, reminding us that singing is a powerful form of worship. Please listen now to my song, Hallelujah, Let Him Hear You Sing.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, when the Lord's answer is no, We must accept that the Lord knows best, and more often than not, a no is really a not now, or no for what you are asking because I have something better in mind. What matters is that we keep our faith, trust, and believe in the Lord, be patient, and learn to listen and watch things that happen around us. We prayed for that promotion over and over, and after being overlooked 3 times, we were about ready to give up. But we kept praying and wound up with not just a promotion, but a whole new job, different department, and a better salary. Why did it take so long? Because the company had not yet formed that new department. Always remember to be patient for whatever we pray for, because more often than not, that's where we make our mistakes, because we are impatient. We have to give the Lord the time He needs, and when we show the Lord that we are patient, it shows Him that we do believe and that we do trust Him. When the Lord's answer is no, it's never a no if we listen to Him, because when it's not something He wants for us, He will bring us to a better place if we allow Him to. Always remember that. And finally, the last song I'm going to play today has a nice message. The song is called You Are the One. When I wrote this song, I thought of how wonderful our Lord is, how merciful and kind, and the amazing sacrifice He gave us by dying on the cross for our sins, and of course, the miracle of the Holy Eucharist. Please listen now to my song, You Are the One.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Do Unto Others. We all know the phrase, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But the real test comes in those small daily moments, when we're in a hurry, when someone cuts us off, or when we're tempted to lose our patience. That's when Jesus' teaching quietly reminds us, treat others the way you want to be treated. Imagine how much kinder our world would be if we all lived that out, one moment, one person at a time. Let's start today. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I'd like to thank my guest, Doug Pollock. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you hear on the show, just log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. I want to wish every one of you a very happy, healthy, and blessed new year. May God fill the year ahead with peace, hope, and renewed faith in your life. Have a blessed week, and I'll see you next time right here on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.